kita nak menyelesaikan masalah baru bukan dengan cara lama. Okey? Jadi bermaknanya apa yang kita ajar dan juga saya belajar dari yang apa yang ada dekat universiti itu sebahagian besarnya sudah tidak relevan. Ya, di sini saya akan menggariskan ada empat perkara yang saya rasa yang di mana kita di masa hadapan kita perlu lihat. Yang pertama ialah dari segi isu politik tadi. Ya. Isu politik saya lihat tadi. Tun Mahathir berhadapan dengan satu senario yang bagi saya agak baru. Kalau dulu bila dia menjadi Perdana Menteri, dia mewarisi sistem ekonomi ataupun sistem negara yang beralih daripada pertanian. Quite is an evolution.
Yeah.
Tapi kali ini is a totally different approach. So Tun Mahathir really at his age right now, he really has to think, you know, I mean, I cannot imagine at his age, I yang baru YB ini pun ada pening kepala, kan? Okay. So, jadi dulu is an evolution from an agriculture and then go services to the surface economy. And he went into multimedia and everything. That is a transition, which is, I mean, any economist will know how to do it. But this time it's totally different. It was on a silver platter, not a silver platter. Suddenly he has to manage these four political parties. Yang ini nak menuntut, yang ini nak menuntut ini, yang Sabah Sarawak nak menuntut lain, benda-benda macam itu nombor satu. Political will is very, very important. Okay. Number two, I would like to highlight, because I know we're towards the end. The role of ilmuwan, para ilmuwan. Di mana peranan para ilmuwan? Saya tidak menyebut akademik. Okay. Saya menyebut orang yang ada ilmu. It can be you. You don't have to be in the university. Ataupun what we call them as public intellectual. Di mana public intellectual kita? Yang berani menyuarakan kalau ada kepincangan dalam apa-apalah, kita tidak perlu hanya the five elders tu. Maknanya masyarakat kita perlu dididik dan berani mengatakan bahawa I think your policy is not right. No, where is that ruang? So I will go for ilmuwan. So we go. Number three, the patron-client relationship is really embedded, is entrenched. How yang tadilah
rent seeking
tadi, rent seeking. Yeah. They call it patron client. Okay. Maknanya patron saya ketua, saya ada. So saya always memberi habuan sebab habuan inilah menyebabkan saya boleh menjaga kedudukan saya. You bayangkan ya? I mean if you are in a state where you have lot of timber, I would not mention which state. Can you imagine you just need 5 or 6 multi companies ya ni? I mean even kalau benda tu menyebabkan berlakunya environmental pollution, walaupun dia menyebabkan penghakisan hak-hak istimewa individu-individu atau masyarakat tertentu, you forget about it because the money is so high. So and the last one that I would like, that one is a patron client. Yeah. Maknanya kedudukan saya ni sangat bergantung kepada yang kecil-kecilan ini. Bukan kecil ya, there are only a few of them, but I cannot imagine the amount of money that is coming in. So they need to protect. They need to protect their interest. Now, if you want to read about patron client, you look about apa nama tadi yang disebut tentang rent seeking. The best book is of course Terence Gomez. It's on political economy. I cannot imagine dia buat connection tu. And I'm so glad that Prof Jomo is in because he has always been talking about patron client and what we call tadi yang disebutkan rent seeking. And the last one that I would like to look into is that the role of structural issues. Then. Okay. Kita tidak boleh hanya menyelesaikan isu yang kecil-kecil tu. Bukan bagi saya kami orang ekonomi macam disebutkan Prof tadi, dia tak boleh hanya yang I know a kind of ad hoc. Ada masalah sini bagi duit. Terus masalah ini kita buat jalan raya. You know that is very ad hoc. What are the structural issues that we are facing? He mentioned my best friend, but I don't know which one is my best friend. Okay. Issue
you
of rent. I don't know. After this, I will go dig in. Issue of what you were saying just now. Kami economists, yes. I mean, people who look at it from the other side, yes, dia kata, oh, why are you worried? The economy is growing. But when you go down, bercakap dengan mereka yang duduk di flat, they don't care GDP itu menaik. They don't care what is the rating by Fitch, rating whether we got A++. Or E also, they don't care. But what they care is, what am I going to do? When he mentioned rightly, you know, to my friend Hasna Toran dekat, you know, the Permata Group, I hope they retain Permata lah, please. Because it is really good for us. Jangan disebabkan politik kita korbankan. Itu selesai. Jadi bermaknanya di sini, structural issues in terms of the economy, what is it like? We grow, you know, yeah, we have a lot of foreign investment coming in. Look back at it. Is it betul apa yang Tun kata? We will look at it. If it is good, fine. But if it's not, are we there? Do we have the political will to say, I'm not going to deal with you? So that goes my four points. Okay.